Blog Talk Radio.
Beyond.
I was trying to get it out of here. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get it.
Time artist, ex-guard, he said grind harder, learn from every time you ever fail, if it never fail, just grind smarter, iron sharpened, you the dag on they hindquarters, and they all acting, rap game, I'm a pallbearer, kill me, get a call after, first look, it was all laughter, Kevin Gates, no small matter, made men believe when they didn't believe, dive in the crowd, no safety holders, got in the booth, no safety on it, aiming, I shoot for the stars, got the award, I ain't win no awards, only mean the one thing, don't get tired, I go hard.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired.
We share a car, my hair never couldn't afford flights, no air travel. Still Rice Krispies like sand gravel, walking testament of what can happen. The moment you follow your heart, keeping the faith even when it get dark. They say give up as I tell them get lost. 2 years ago I just purchased a farm, most likely the one that you cannot afford. Right foot on the gas, Balenciaga be accelerating, I'm doing the dance. She said I'm with, shawty be doing her shit, and it's okay to say that she bad. Look to the right and I give her a glance.
I was trying to get it how I live. I want them dead presidents. I want to pull up, head spin. Get it, get fly. I got six jobs. I don't get tired. I don't get tired.
Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend to just be who you are. Ain't never changing like this from the start. Only meaning one thing, don't get tired, I go hard. Don't play with the hustle, you eat or you stuff. Don't mimic, pretend to just be who you are.
Get it, get fly, I got six jobs, I don't get tired. I was trying to get it out of here. I want them dead presidents.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, boo.
Mr. Rich Behavior, are you on the line with us tonight?
No.
What's up, little girl?
What's going on?
Oh, I'm trying to get a little sad voice. Stop playing.
Now, what's going on with that?
Nothing
much. What's going on tonight?
Oh, we about to give you the business.
Ooh.
All up in it.
Ooh. It should be interesting.
It should.
Ready to answer a couple of questions? Well, quite a few questions, because I got some folks saying they got questions today for you. So it might need to be a part two to this show.
Exactly.
Say who?
So before we get into these questions, won't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I'm from Atlanta. Originally, a lot of people think that, you know, this has been a long process for me. You know, this really ain't been a long process, this literary world. I really just found this out, that this is my passion for real. This is something that I'm good at, you know. And everything circling around the literary world, I found out just by writing the books, I'm good at everything circling around it. You know, the promotional part, the publishing part, you know, and I'm getting into the graphic and the editing part. So, you know, it all started when I was doing the wrong thing on the street, to sum it all up. I was doing the wrong thing on the street. You know, I had got jammed by the law, and I ended up with a life sentence. And, you know, during that life sentence, I started, you know, writing poems and, you know, going back and forth with poems, just letting out through the poetry. And then, you know, I read Cash Brooks, that Trust No Man. And when I read that, I seen that he was incarcerated as well. So I'm like, home can do it. I can do it too. So I sat down and I wrote Cutthroat. I met up with Hood Chronicles, and we got together, did a little thing. He put my book out initially. And when I, you know, started my own adventure, I republished it and republished it under my company, Rich Behavior Entertainment. And here I am today.
So, where is your ultimate goal at this point with this business? Like, where do you want to go?
Well, my ultimate goal, like, I joke around with it, but I be dead serious. Like, I'm really trying to promote, like, BET. Like, I'm trying to get big like that. I'm trying to take Rich Behavior to the next point that, you know, if you ain't got Rich Behavior promoting your next party or event, wedding, or whatever it might be, you ain't talking about nothing. So that's what I'm trying to get Rich Behavior to.
Okay.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a caller. Let's get started.
Ooh.
The first caller would be area code 312.
Oh, I know who that is.
312, you're live. Uh-oh. 312?
Hey, I'm here. Hey, y'all. Uh-oh. This is Alexis.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey, what's
hey.
Up?
What up, though?
What's going on?
Hey,
Chris, you got a question for Mr. Rich Behavior.
I do. I have a question about the bedroom. Okay.
Whoa. Man, I'm kicking tonight. Any question is up for grabs. So anything y'all want to ask me tonight, this y'all last chance. So if y'all want to get really know the real Polo done, this your time.
No, I already know the regular. But anywho, I actually wanted to just ask you, as coming from you, how would you tell an up and coming artist to label their brand? Or should I say market their brand, build their brand, whatever you want to word it.
Oh, like I always tell everybody, you know, it starts off by your name in general, like your name on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that need to be the same name. If your name is, we're going to go with Ebony. Your name need to be Ebony on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, wherever your product is getting sold, that's where your name need to be at. So when anybody looking you up, hey, they know where to look you at. They just type your name in the little engine box, boom, you pop up. And all your material pop up with it. So that's the first step of marketing the brand.
Okay.
I agree with that. And let me be clear, my name is Authoress KS on everything except Facebook, because if y'all look around Facebook, making everybody change their name. I don't have that problem.
For real. They
That's why my name has always been Ebony Oliver, because K.S. Oliver, I mean, is my name. But at some point, I knew that this was going to happen. And now everybody's looking around trying to figure out who's who because you've
right.
gotten used to these pen names, and now everybody's using government names. I don't have to change mine. Everybody's been able to link the two into one.
Yeah,
I do agree with him about branding, though, because the rest of my stuff, everything is author is K.S. My Twitter, my Instagram, my Pinterest, everything. It makes it easier because when you type my name into Google, it brings up all my social media.
Bam.
Boom.
Okay.
And you can feel it. So when they type in that engine box, Authors KS, all your material pop up.
All of it, including my Facebook, because if you go on my Facebook page, you know how you can put an alternate name, like your maiden name or something?
Authors,
I have Authors KS, Oliver.
I already know Authors. You even got that on your Texas. I already know what's going on. You brand your stuff everywhere.
You are actually not a walking brand. Who's going to brand for you?
You say what?
I said if you don't brand yourself, who's going to brand for you? Other people are not going to brand you if you don't brand you.
Fact. It all starts with yourself.
Mm-hmm. I got a new page and I had changed my name to Crystal Watkins and a reader inbox. And I was like, oh. It's another Arthur Crystal. She's Crystal Alexis. I'm like, that's me. Which is why I changed it.
Well, I see we have another caller, Miss Crystal. So you can hold on for a minute and roll with us through the rest of the show if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Let me see who has got some hot questions for Mr. Rich Behavior.
All right.
Okay. The next caller is...
Yeah. There you go. 16, are you with
us? 516. Okay,
hi,
this
is Tony. I'm just listening. Hey. Hey, Em, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing you.
I'm doing good. This is Tony. I'm just going to listen to the show and get to know Mr. A little bit better.
Mr. Rich Behavior. Okay. Well. All right, well, sit tight. Our next caller is 817.
Ooh.
817, are you with us?
Hello.
Oh, you sound a little nervous. Hey.
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hey, Sonia.
Hi. I was just calling in, you know, listening to the show to see what Mr. Rich Behavior had to say.
Oh, Lord, ain't no telling, honey. Sit tight.
Oh, my God. What's up?
So, nothing. So, I'm just asking, so, Mr. Rich Behavior, how did you come about, you know, Rich Behavior?
Oh, man. Well... Rich Behavior started when, you know, as an author, I don't never want to be a peon in nothing I did. You know, even when I was living the street life, I never wanted to be a peon in what I did. So if I was going to be an author, I was going to be a publisher, promoter, and everything, circling around me as well. So I took the vision to a great friend of mine, and that's Tanya, and I took it to her, and she liked the idea. And we just took off from there.
Now, Sonia, I know that you knew that.
You did what
I'm
did,
just
right?
saying. I'm just saying. Did you just want him to publicly say that you helped him come up with that idea?
No, I did not. I thought he was actually going to say something else.
Oh, okay. I had to ask. I know I keep it 1,024.
Yeah, I thought he was actually going to say something else. You know how, you know. He gets, you know.
Man,
y'all,
wow.
He was growing in, you know, Atlanta, so I didn't know, you know, how he was going to act today. You know,
okay.
So cool,
so Polo got
know.
Mood swings. That's what you're trying to say?
Oh, you know that. Yeah, I said that.
Oh,
yeah.
Bro, she said you got, well, I don't know that about that. I mean, you know, I'm a little big sister, honey. I get the same Polo every day, but, you know, if he got mood swings, I'm with it.
You know, if it's too cold in Atlanta, you know, he's cold. It's too hot, you know.
I'm done.
Hold on.
So what you got to say about that?
evidently it must be nice and warm today.
Oh, because she's nice and calm. Okay, I understand. I understand.
Well, I will keep listening to the show, Mr. Rich Rehab.
Keep listening, honey. We got some more questions for him.
Oh,
all
man.
Right,
man.
Lord, I love my son. You wishy washy. How you feel about that?
Man, listen. I'm going
to
plead
the fifth. We don't get to see that side of you. We the big sister, so we don't get to see
right,
that.
Right, we get the same polo every day. But, I mean, hey, so I got an anonymous question. I'm going to need you to clear the air right fast. Some of the ladies want to know if Mr. Rich Behavior is single.
What?
Man. I know the answer, but I feel like you should let them know.
Man,
yes.
Hell no, man. Miss Rich Behavior, she know the business, man. You know, she Miss Rich Behavior for a reason, and I don't do the public thing, and I don't expose my business, because the same time you do it, everybody all in your damn inbox and
exactly
shit. So I don't really
that
do it. That's why y'all really
you.
Didn't know until I said something. You know, so
right.
But you know, she knows her position, man. What up, though?
That goes right into what you're saying. How do you feel about people who live their entire relationship on social media? Now, I'm a firm believer that you don't have to keep it a whole secret. Because, I mean, y'all see my husband here and there. Y'all
mm-hmm.
two on the phone know more about him than anybody do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think that you have to keep them a secret, but I don't think you have to have all your business public either. So how do you feel
sure.
about people who live their relationship in public? This week they so in love, and next week it's fuck you and go to hell. I'm serious.
Well,
exactly.
You know, some relationships get like that, though. You know, some of these Facebook relationships that I done seen and, you know, done heard of, I'm like, you know, it get real crazy. And I can't touch on some situations because, I ain't never had the stab me type shit going on. You know, sometimes we argue and shit like that, go back and forth, but it's never to the point where we finna just go on a rampage and kill each other. So you know, the people, I don't get in everybody's business, so I ain't going to lie and I ain't going to front. Man, I can't touch on that stuff yet.
Okay, well, then let me ask you something else. How do you deal with, have you experienced the groupies yet? Because, you know, we have groupies.
Who
so
has
everybody in the world has groupies.
Right.
Who has them? I'm saying, who okay. Has, you know,
how do you deal with your groupies?
Oh, man, you know. Okay, ladies, I'm going to let y'all know. You know, a lot of ladies can't take rejection. And a lot of ladies, you know, a lot of ladies be like, damn, this nigga just told me no. You know, but, you know, it's not that I'm just telling you no. You know, I'm trying to let you respect yourself as well as me and my relationship. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, well, you ready for some more questions? You still, Sean, what you got for him?
Oh, and
I'm
one
in.
More thing. Let me add on to that. You know, like I said, you know, I've been saying this for a long time, and I want to say this one more time. You know, polo do not do no flirting at all. You know, it's we either go fuck
or we not. I've heard it 5 million times.
And then
polo don't
know
how to
flirt. I don't know how to do that.
I was going to ask you that. How do you deal with the flirter from the groupie?
Well, somebody that's flirting, I can tell because, you know, if it's 2-3 in the morning, you can be in my inbox talking about a book. You trying to really talk about something else. And it gets crazy, but I end the conversation. But if you flirting, then, you know, I'm going to go with it or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it to a limit or not, you know. And what I'm trying to do right now, I got a wifey, I got a company, I got some money. I ain't worried about shit. So ain't nothing else another woman can do for me that my wife ain't doing already. So I'm
yes, I am Team Mrs. Rich Behavior. That's all I got to
out
say.
To Mrs. Rich
Anywho.
Behavior. That's what's up. That is what's up.
I love it. Nothing wrong with it at all. So let me ask you this. I know that you, we were discussing a few charity type events. Paula, why don't you tell everybody about this back to school thing we were discussing, just some different things that you want to touch into outside of Literary World to give back.
Oh, yes, yes. What I was thinking about was starting this, this drive back to school for the kids around, you know, the urban areas that, you know, need school supplies to go back to school. But I didn't want to just give it to them. You know, it's nothing to get up, you know, the money to buy these products or get these donations. It's nothing to do that. But to put it in these kids that, you know, working and hard work will get you paid, and you ain't got to go out there and rob somebody or go, you know, take somebody's money or snatch a purse or something like that. You know, you can get this money, and in reward, you know, you can buy what you want to. You ain't got to worry about that. And
right.
what I was going to do is, you know, come this summer that I was going to, you know, go around to the local, the urban schools and, you know, put my people out there and let them know that all the kids that's interested, you know, I don't care what age you in, you know, anybody interested, come on out. You know, we got some good people that need a lawn cut. You can sell lemonade. I don't care what you do. The money you make, you keep it in your pocket. You know what I mean? But we'll be keeping up with a tally of everything. And to brief things up, the kids will be working. Parents that's listening, the kids will be working. They'll be getting the money. And at the end of the person with the most money out the summer get the school supplies, the ultimate package. You know, everybody else is getting packages as well. You know, we're going to have a lot of things going on with that. And everybody that's interested in it, I have the form in my inbox. So, you know, all y'all can do is just message me at richbehaviorent@gmail.com, and I'll get to you ASAP.
So let me ask you $1 million question. So I heard you said that you got into a little bit of legal trouble, being a little bit reckless. I'm going to ask you two questions to this.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, if you could go back and talk to your old self, what would you tell yourself?
Oh, man. I don't think me and my old self would talk. I think we'll get fight peace out.
Yeah.
Because, man, I made a lot of dumb mistakes in my past. I made a lot of, and I learned from every last one on the hallway. And the life sentence that I had got it brought everything down. It made me so humble that I'm like, these folks can take my life away for nothing. You know what I mean? So every day, you know, with the company, with the books, with everything I'm doing, it's all to get out of here. You know, I've been gone a little minute now, and, man, I'm ready to get up out of here. So y'all see my work on Facebook, on all social media. Y'all know what I'm doing, man. I'm getting this money up to get out of here. So.
Okay. And in part two of my question, and then we're going to go to commercial after this.
Mm-hmm.
If you could talk to a teenager, say, that's in the same position that you were in when you got in trouble, one that's headed down the wrong road and doing all the wrong things, what would you tell them?
Well, when I started turning, you know, to the streets, a lot of older cats I was surrounded by, and they kept telling me, keep your piss out your hand, boy. Stay out these damn school. You got to stay your ass in school. They kept telling me that. But it was more so I listened when they used to take me places with them. Instead of telling me to stay off the street, take me to a football game or take me to a baseball game, get me off the street. Because you merely telling me that, and we still in the streets, I ain't going to listen to that because we still out here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is, you know, I take that 16, 15-year-old, and instead of, you know, telling him, man, get off these damn streets, boy, get your ass in the house, I tell your ass, get your ass in this car. We finna go to this Falcon game, or we finna go to this Hawks. Well, I ain't going to say Hawks because they just pissed me off tonight. They just lost me. they just pissed me off, man. He just buzzer beated them, man.
You know what, Polo? If you stop betting against me, your ass will stop losing money. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man.
But,
I bet
know,
your friend Pac-Man lost you a whole lot of money, didn't he?
Oh, my God. Man, I'm sick of Pac. But
didn't you lose some money in the Super Bowl, too, not listening to me?
Man.
Yeah, I thought so. You should have been listening to your older sibling.
Don't bet on nothing else.
Yeah, I'm gonna
keep your money in your pocket.
I'm gonna take a break.
His luck is not on your side. I'm sorry.
Man.
At all. Well, we're gonna give you a mile break and we're gonna go to commercial and then Sean gonna write into your ass when we come back.
Exactly.
What's up?
Man, I'm dead serious, man. I got to,
conversation, niggas, just a hustle. Grinding from the bottom, sick and tired of struggle. Shining, don't want pop it off, it's on the muscle. Police is harassing, no one feels karma. Cause word around town, they gon' check the mood. Word around town, I split my neck with juice. Word around town, me and your ex, it cool. And if you broke, then you know damn well I can't stand next to you. Word around town.
That brush through the bottle. Brought my dog truck up, he ain't do nothing about it. Section that they love to rep, I'm clutching all around it. I could keep a secret and your bitch know all about it.
Bread 1 to 100, taking road trips out to Houston. You was fucking off with the pill game, I'm on Carolina distribution. Late nights, just me and Ether, we were tackling a few zombies. Pray to God he free all my niggas, and I hate to see them in bondage. My daddy taught me how to get it back, nigga, trapping in a dope game. Street nigga, you ain't never sell cocaine. Brian Hughes on Calumet buying everything that I bring. Then you went to jail for a legal pistol that you know you wasn't gonna
take. My daily conversation, nigga, just a hustle. Grinding from the bottom, sick and tired of struggle. Shining, don't want pop it off, it's on the muscle. Police is harassing, no one steals karma. Cause word around town, they gon' check the mood. Word around town, I flip my neck with juice. Word around town.
California red, white, and blue, but I'm not a fan of no clippers. Clip to the ground, gunner back in town, nigga whip down, he might clip you. Fucking with a bitch out in Baltimore, I got a shooter all out in Maryland. Went to jail all in Chicago, I'ma die about it, get at it. In Cook County, you can ask about me, I'm a gangster, nigga, what's that? I was trying to get a list, show to play back from Clip Snuck me in the Paris. Stayed online, no checking off, I'm a real nigga, no rap. Young nigga, but I'm old school, be with OGs, no lagging. By some older cats in the game of life, I'm mouth. Either learn fast or you die young, being foolish and in disaster. Why focus hard on another nigga when you could provide for your family? And anything that don't add to you, most likely only
my daily conversation, niggas, just a hustle. Grinding from the bottom, sick and tired of struggle. Shining, don't want pop it off, it's on the muscle. Police is harassing, no one feels calm. Word around town, they gon' check the mood. My neck with juice. Word around town, me and your ex it cool. And if you broke, then you know damn well I can't stand next to you. Word around town.
We're back. And the first segment was just a little icebreaker. It's about to get real. So y'all sit back, relax, and listen. Sean, take over.
All right, Mr. Rich Behavior. I'm going back to your bedroom. Tell the ladies what turns you on in the bedroom.
Man, I like freaky shit. I like, you know, I don't like. Okay, this is my show, so I forgot. I'm trying to be all proper and shit.
No, we don't do that.
We
want to
like,
know.
Like, I'll tie your ass up. I want your leg all to the railings tied up. And I can be digging in it, and you be looking at me while I'm pulling you. See, I can get real X-rated. And
We listening.
I forgot. Wifey on the show, so
That's right. She need to know what you write too. She might need to write a thing or two down.
How do you know the question didn't come from her?
Oh, the question.
Right.
I know the question didn't come from her.
The question didn't come from her. We might have wanted you to be very graphic, and we're assisting her in you being graphic.
Why you tied up? You know, I might get freaking. I might want you to just ride my face sometimes. You know, I might want to just squeeze them ass cheeks while you just grinding on my lips, my tongue so deep in that pussy hole. I might want to slap them ass cheeks and make that pussy nut harder. I don't know. You know, I might want you to just.
So it's just whatever you in the mood for at that moment.
Whatever happens, you know.
Okay, so do you like to be in control, or do you like for a woman to take control?
I like animalistic shit, so however it ends up, it ends up.
Animalistic?
Like, if you walk through the door, we just go ham right there. I throw you back on the door and suck that pussy while I got you on my shoulders. I don't know. However it happens.
All right, I'm
going to
need you to change the subject.
Okay. I'm going to leave the room alone for now.
But let me say this, though. Kendra says she's always about that life.
That's right.
But listen. You said you better watch out
because
she always ready.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. We're getting hot up in here. The next question for you is, what set you apart as a author from the rest of the male authors in the game?
I think people they try to be something they really ain't. And in this world, as in any business world, you got to be yourself. And I know sometimes y'all might hear me and I be saying some crazy shit. You know, I'm just being myself. But at the same time, you know, it's not just me making moves. It's whole team behind me, you know. I'm just the brains of the operation. That's it, you know. And me just being myself is taking us a long way. And when it's time to talk a certain way, I know how to talk. But when I'm just in polo mode, man, I kick it. So that's how I feel about that.
Okay. Are there any authors that you would like to collab with?
Hell yeah, but right now it's two women that they know from the jump. I've been asking them to collab with me, but they got too much going on, and Miss Ebony is one of them.
I have to grab her myself. So I got first dibs on that.
And my second,
you know what? But you know what? In my defense, when Paul asked me to write with him, I didn't like him. So, conveniently too fucking busy, okay? That's what it was. He knew I didn't like his ass. And that's just what it was.
Oh, man.
Hold on. You want to tell him why I didn't like you when I first met you?
You threw me so much shade, man, because of the relationship that I was in. And the girl was coming in on things that was crazy, so she didn't want to get involved. So she said,
Let me put this out there. I am not the one. If you know me personally, then you know that. I love who I love. I rock with who I rock with. I'm loyal to who I'm loyal to. And if I rock with you, I'm loyal to you any damn way.
Right.
So when Paulo first came on the scene, I kind of observed a little bit. Everybody knows Hood has always been like my big brother. So Hood introduced him to the scene. So I'm like, okay. He rocked the Hood. I went and sent him a friend request. His book cover dropped. I said, congrats, love. Simple as that. Kept it real simple.
Mm-hmm.
He inboxes me maybe a day or two later and was like, I appreciate the love, but old girl kind of caught an attitude because you said love. Now, if y'all know me, y'all know that that's my word. I use it all the time. my husband could give a hell less who I say love to. He know what it is. Because once he does that, I said, oh, no, see, because if the girl say something to me, it could go very south because I'll turn all this shit upside down. So I stop talking to her about it. Problem solved. It ain't bothering me then.
Oh, wow.
That's all it was. It was drama, and I didn't want to be part of it.
That's right. That's right.
So then when he was single, I was like, hey.
I know that's the right. All right, we're going to go to some callers because I know they're waiting to ask you some questions. So we're going to go to the lines now.
Oh, yeah, I'm letting y'all know I'm going to get both of y'all ass back.
You had a chance with me last night, and you blew it. You get no
chance.
I don't
understand, and I've been on your show multiple times.
As long as
matter
I know
fact,
you,
we're not even going to let
as long
no
as y'all in this
literary
world, it's going to be a lot of more times y'all on Rich Behavior Radio. So
I ain't coming back on Rich Behavior Radio.
I'm not coming back.
I'm this shit.
I'm not coming back.
I will kidnap y'all. Y'all will be back.
Y'all head is right. You are live. Y'all head is foolishness, and me and me all will go missing. And y'all better look for Polo.
Damn fool. Well, you go down in history as having my children on first, so you can get them back. I ain't coming back.
Yes.
Oh, man, that was a wonderful exclusive, too. Yes, I got them.
Them boys is crazy.
Nobody else got them. I got them first. So,
You did, because I be trying to keep them out the limelight. As a matter of fact, we're not letting nobody in. We about to draw you some more. They can have you later. Do you have any children, Mr. Polo?
No, I don't.
Do you want any?
Yes, I do. We've been, discussing some babies in the future. Same right now.
You've been discussing babies? That's a dangerous conversation. Discussions end up having babies.
When I say, when I got into the first relationship, I let them know I'm not in a relationship for no girlfriend because I got a lot going on, and I ain't looking for no girlfriend. I don't need nobody just to occupy my time. I need somebody to build an empire with, and me and Miss Rich Behavior know what the business is, so.
I love it.
Aww.
I like her, though. Good person to settle down with.
Yeah.
Anywho. Polo, if you could visit any country in the world, where would you go?
Australia. And y'all going to be crazy. And I'm going to
tell
you
Australia.
I'm going to tell you what.
You should have said Germany.
No, I'm going to say Australia for one reason. Okay. Y'all remember the crocodile hunter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, his wife. You know, that action also fucked up.
Wait, because I don't want to choke. Okay, I'm back.
it always fucked me up. So, that was one of my fantasies, to have sex on the outback. Kangaroos jump around and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, goodness.
Crazy.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a call because I can't with you right now. No, I ain't ready yet. Wait a minute. Okay.
Please press 1 to talk to this crazy fool.
Okay, so I got a question.
I got
it.
1,000,
Lord Jesus. Okay, so you're going to go to Australia so you can have sex in the outback. Fine by me.
Any other fantasies you would like to share?
Right, that was my question. What is your number one fantasy? Everybody got one. I did mine in high school, and it was amazing, might I add. What is yours?
I just heard it.
That's my only one.
Like, that's my ultimate fantasy right there.
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Because I done did everything else. I'm ready to do some, some wild shit. If like 4 or 5 kangaroo families just jumping by at the time while I'm having sex, I'm cool with that. you know.
Oh, God.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to call up there and have him take you into the psychiatric ward because there is something very wrong here.
Oh my god.
No, for real, like that's my ultimate fantasy.
Have you ever been on an airplane?
Yes.
Did you enjoy flying? Are you afraid to fly?
No. I had a good time on the plane.
Where'd you go?
We went to New York. I went to an ex. She was my girlfriend at the time, and I went to a family reunion in New York. Brooklyn, putting the Mav in Brooklyn, man.
Okay, well, since you're not a woman, I'm going to ask this question, and you shouldn't have no problem answering it. How old are you, fellow?
Man, that was my question.
Man, y'all gonna be surprised when I say I'm only 25 years old.
I ain't surprised because I'm 30 and I know I'm older than you.
Yeah,
I'll be 26 next month, June 18th. Oh, it's going.
Yeah, we know, Mr. Gemini.
It's going.
Oh, man. That must have been what Sonya was talking about. You be giving folks that Gemini twin sign shit.
Huh?
Them damn mood swings, huh? I said, that must have been what Sonya was talking about. That damn Gemini twin mood swings. That's what you be doing?
No. Okay, look.
Change
your
personality?
No, hell no. I'm going to speak up for all the Geminis. Okay. Gemini is this. Okay, we the coolest people. We can adapt to anybody. We can talk to anybody at any given time about any situation. But when you piss us the fuck off, you done pissed us off. And you get to that other side, and the other side ain't too pretty. But with me is, I'm a loyal, and I don't look for friends that I'm just trying to be your friend just on the shrimp. Like, hell no. Like, we going to benefit as friends. You know what I mean? Because ain't no point of meeting somebody that you can't even be on the same level with. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, you know, I don't see myself getting in a situation that I can't get myself out of at the end of the day. So.
Okay. So let me ask you this question, because I've done this, and I found people that it worked for, and I found people that it hasn't worked for. So I understand that Miss Rich behavior is a Gemini as well, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it? I dated my son once before, and it did not go too well. Granted, the sex was A1, because he was every bit of me.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our personalities, it just did not, it just was a bad freaking idea. If I blew up, it was like he started yelling, throw some gasoline. I'm start yelling, throw some more. He started yelling. It was like an adverse effect. It's like I was looking at myself in the mirror in the form of a male. So how do y'all keep it level with y'all personalities being so much alike?
Man, there's only one person I would go toe to toe with arguing, and she the only one get under my damn skin, and that's my business partner, Sonya. But because she thinks she my damn mama, you know what I mean? And, with, you know, Miss Rich behavior, you know, she know I don't want to disrespect her, you know. I don't want to disrespect her at all. So when she go to, I just hang up the phone, and she done calm down, I call her back, and, you know, I try to rectify everything.
But,
now, because I know the both of y'all, I'm going to say this. Miss Rich behavior is the calmer side of your personality. That's why y'all get along. She's not as aggressive as you are. That's why.
No, only when she get mad. She
Oh, yeah, you said
that
she's going to turn up.
Oh,
but her personality,
God.
She just lay
like
back.
Yeah, she get like me. When she mad, she mad. Oh, my God.
Well, we done drilled you for a good little minute, so let us take a call right quick, and then we're going to get back to your business, because your business is interesting. 404, talk to us.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, hey.
Who's this?
This is OZ, and I presume I'm on the radio show, right?
Yes, you are. You got a
okay,
question
man.
For Mr.
I'm
Rich Behavior?
I'm calling in support of Mr. Rich Behavior himself, Polo the Dime, man. I hope you're listening. What's up, Shelly? And, you know,
hear you.
I took time out from running this company, man, Ice Cap Productions. How y'all doing? INC Incorporated, headquartered here in Georgia. Getting money to holler at my partner, man. Man, what's up, man? What you got going on this show, man?
Man, I'm just cooling, man. Tripping out with these ladies tonight.
Okay, and so you chilling out with these ladies? Aren't you married? You engaged or something?
You calling me a nasty. That's what you doing. She listening. She can hear everything that's being said.
Oh, she can hear everything that's being said. Now, that's what
she
I'm talking about.
She can hear everything being said.
You brought the lady to the party, man. That's a gentleman. I tilt my hat. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's
we are
right,
his sisters. This is not that type of party up in here.
At all.
He's our little brother.
Well, you know, last time I checked, it was a king and queen thing, right? And I was speaking to one of the kings. Where the queens at?
Actually, I am the 2015
queen elect.
Since you
back. That's nice. And so, what are we doing? Well, anybody selling me something?
No.
Why not?
No, homie, you just called in, man. This show tonight, you must have got the wrong message, man. This show tonight, man, you can just call in, ask me any question you want to. You can kick it tonight or whatever.
I thought somebody was going to be selling me a book. I wanted to read some good literature. I know my partner writes, and maybe he was going to sell me a promotion. I mean, promote my company or something. What happened to the promotion company? What's going on?
Tonight's show is about. Tonight's show is only about Mr. Rich Behavior, his business, or whatever we choose to ask him.
Well, that's his business.
No, his business is Rich Entertainment.
Well, we need to, what I got to do, what kind of funding you need to create a promotion part to Rich Behavior?
Oh, man.
Get at me. Hold on. Get at me, man, at Rich Behavior ENT. You can get at me at richbehaviorent.com, richbehaviorent@gmail.com, or you can call me, homie. You got my number, man. You got to take the next caller, though, homie.
We appreciate you calling in, though.
I'm back. Okay, Paula, we have a request for you to tell us again about this trip to Australia and why you want to go. So can you repeat that, please?
Oh, man. You know, I just want to, I want to have one of them real animalistic, like we booty butt naked on the outdoor with the picnic under a tree. You know, we under one of them trees and with the little picnic, little towel out there, and we just getting to it. We getting to it.
With the animals and the kangaroos, right?
Yes,
the
all the snakes, all
the
reptiles, cactuses, and everything.
Yeah, everything going on at times.
Well, what happens if one of them alligators choose to bite your ass since you want to put it all up in the air?
Man, listen. When we get into it, them alligators might want to stay away. They might want to stay away.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Hold on, I'm not with you. See, I'm not. Because, you know, this is another, you know what's so sad? You know what's so sad? Let me tell you what's so sad. This is a regular sibling conversation. It just so happens that people can hear us talking.
Exactly.
This is a normal conversation between us.
Man, I'm telling you, because we'll kick it all day.
Well, I got an inbox question, Polo. The inbox question is, you were asked what females you would want to write with. You answered me and said that I wouldn't write with you, but you did not tell who the second woman is.
The second woman is, well, it's really, it's a lot of people I want to write with, but the main two is you and Nene, you know. I told y'all from the jump.
Nene Capri.
Nene Capri, shout out. She out there trapping something damn well. I hope she
you know what? Nene always got her business.
Man, I'm telling you, from day one, she already let me know. So.
Nene is about her business. I love Nene. Shout out to Nene. Me and Nene got a lunch date here coming up.
Ooh. Y'all two are the most
hard to catch. You said we were?
Y'all two are the most hard to catch.
Listen,
I know
I
one
thing.
The
one thing you can't say, I'm always available when you ask me to be, no matter what I'm doing.
I'm telling you, and thank you so much. You know I gave you a shout out and cut though, right?
You did what?
You know I gave you a shout out and cut though, right?
I'm waiting on my darn book. I want to talk about cutthroat. I know one thing. I mailed you a flatline today. I know that.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Oh. Mm. I want my darn book.
For sure.
You see, I even tried to say it like a white girl. I want my darn book.
Yeah.
Trying to be nice about it. So let me ask you this. We know you stay out of the limelight, but everybody got eyes, everybody can see. What do you think about all the literary bullshit, is what I like to call it, the drama? Because it's always some drama, and even if you ain't in the middle of it, you can see it.
You said what?
What do you think about the literary bullshit, how cutthroat this business is, since you wrote a book about it? What do you think about how people are literally cutting each other to get farther in life, same titles, copying covers, you know, just all the extra stuff that goes on in this business. I said, even though you're not a part of it, you can see it just like the rest of us can. What do you think about it?
Oh, man, there's so much cutthroat going on, man. There's so much underlying stuff. Folks buying their own books. Folks, you know, signed with the 3 publisher at the same time. There's so much bullshit going on, man. It's crazy, man.
And people to leave people one-star reviews. Oh, I see it all.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of bullshit going on, and that's what I'm not about, man. Like, you know, when I came into this thing, man, I came in to change the whole game, and that's what I bring with my publishing company and promoting company. Like, we don't cross-promote. Like, if you in the literary world and you beefing over some damn books that you're supposed to be really putting out, you know, to make your money and get your message out if you're putting the message in the book. Hopefully you're doing both. But if you in the game just to fucking start drama and talk about folks, kids, and mama. I, like, come on, that's fucking elementary skit shit. Like, that's not going to be.
And on the streets, that shit
ain't everybody
at your front door.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then, you know, it's some real folks that's not no cyber gangsters, ain't got no cyber pistol. They got a real pistol and show up at your house and knock your shit loose. You've been doing this shit on Facebook, and these folks really about their life. So that's why I don't even entertain that, because I'm about this money, and I'm about this message that I'm trying to put out to these young black people. And, you know, even the white people and the Chinese people and the Mexicans, I don't care. If you young and you live in the life of crime, man, I'm telling you,
it ain't worth it.
Getting money the legit way is so good, man. I'm telling you, you ain't got to look back. You ain't got to worry about nobody. Well, you know, you always going to have the haters, but you ain't got to worry about nobody, man. You ain't even got to have no pistol, man, because, you know, everything you got insurance, so you get all that back times two. So,
And then the fact of the matter is, people forget, you know, something else that I noticed, it's a whole lot of this, this, bro, that, and ain't nobody loyal to nobody in this shit. I swear, in the account of one day, I see one person call about 30 people sis. I'm not doing it. That title is being used way too loosely. Bro is being used way too loosely, when the fact of the matter is you don't really vibe with that person the way you act like you do. This shit is getting real shady. Real shady.
Real quick, too. You know. That's why I anytime I'm in any kind of need, I only call 3 people. You know what I mean? And y'all always help me out. And that's your ass. You help me out tremendously. Sonya ass and Kendra. You know what I mean? Y'all help me out tremendously. Big shout out.
Let me tell you
something.
You're the only man that can call my phone
designer
at 7:30 in the morning without my husband killing you.
Real cool, too, man. So y'all already know, man, I can call Ebony anytime, man, you know, because she already know it's about some type of movement, some productivity. She know I ain't going to call her early in the morning just to kick it, you know.
7:17, sis, call me when you get up. I'll be like, this is being real serious. I'll be like, Polo, what happened? Man, bro, I'm sorry for calling you so early. Brandon be like, man, he the only person that can call you this early in the damn morning. The only one.
Man, I'd be
calm. Nah, it's all love, though.
Hey, Man, everybody that's at Rich Behavior, they know I will call you at 3, 4 in the morning. I need you to do this. Hey, have you reread this? Or have you looked this up already? Like, because it's a, you know, we trying to get off the ground and we can't get tired. Like the song say, man, we can't get tired.
Oh, that's my shit. You know I tell that, right? Yeah. That's my song.
You got shit to do.
I know that's right. I know that is right. Nothing wrong with anything you want everybody to know before we got to sign off.
Okay. I want y'all to know Cutthroat is available now. Cutthroat 2 will be dropping with Kendra Gray's Forbidden Love on May 27th. Paperbacks will be available. Sorry for the wait, you know. We will be pulling up in this Harlem Book Fair, so y'all can buy these novels from the Harlem Book Fair when we pull up. But that's all I got to say for right now, man. You know, everything else, man, you can look on my website or Facebook.
And let me say this, if Polo doesn't send me my damn book, his ass gonna come up missing.
Oh, gosh. The threat.
That's all I have to say. No, it wasn't a threat. It was a promise.
Okay. Our time is almost over. This is a good, we're going to have to do a part two. So the callers must have been scared or they just was laughing so hard they couldn't press one. But, you know, we had fun tonight.
I had a ball. Y'all should have had fun getting up all up in Polo's business, especially about his little safari escapade. And Lord have mercy.
Feel sorry for you, Miss Rich Behavior. You better put some Calamine lotion on that ass.
She gonna need it after she get finished in the damn safari.
Yes. Watching an instant. Oh my God.
She laughing. Anywho, it was real. Everybody had a great evening. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Rich Behavior. Thanks for having us. Thanks for letting us take over. And we will be planning a part two to being all up in Polo's business.
That's nice. Bye.